So there was a story that hit the news, and I'm sure you saw it because it was like big news. Actually, it made like Newsweek, but it were from Ohio. I'm from Central Ohio, and it happened in the Central Ohio area. Apparently, these middle school students are under investigation in the school. And I don't know what the follow-up was to this, because this was a while ago, several weeks or months ago. But apparently, these kids were doing a global gourmet class.
Okay.
And it was a cooking competition, and they had teachers judging it. And apparently, the alleged crime was the students had, I'm just going to quote this news story, put urine and or semen into crepes they fed to the teachers. Did you hear about this story?
You know, there's certain things I try to black out in life. Mm. And the conversation of excretions in the crepe for anyone, a teacher or you, me or anybody else, I'm trying not to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, that even Zimmerman wouldn't eat that stuff. Or Zimmer, whatever that guy's name is. So, wait a minute. So, first of all, how did they find this out? Did they go online to celebrate the fact that they had done this and had the teachers eat it? How does this word get out about this? Because this is something I think if you did it, you'd keep the shit quiet, pardon the expression.
Bingo, this is what's so stupid about teenagers nowadays. And I'm going to use that grumpy old man. Kids nowadays, when we put semen and urine in food, we kept quiet about it and laughed at home. But that's, I kind of sound like that guy. Cause apparently they had a video, I don't know if they had a video of it wasn't a video of them putting it in, but it was like they talked about it and they had posted it on social media. Of course, the word got around. And then, of course, the teachers after, you know, coughing and, you know, rinsing their mouth out and everything, called the police. And there was authorities involved. And the sheriff's office came in. And so it was a video of some of it happening was what it was saying. But here's the thing. Of course, they were like, the video could have been a prank.
Right. Well, that's like all the ice cream lickers and stuff. I mean, how many of these people that are doing that are actually not buying the product, but just filming it to film it?
Yeah.
And posting it.
And also, just why are we messing around with ice cream in that sense? You know, let us have our ice cream.
Ice cream's good as it is. Yeah. You don't need to add these other things. The additives are unnecessary.
But no, the thing is with the story about these kids with the
the crepes?
The crepes. The you know.
Yeah, the semen and blood.
No blood. I don't know if that'd be worse.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I do. I mean, there is a significant difference. I mean, you know, but well, you don't need to do that.
Well, but the whole thing, the fact that kids would do something like that, that people would do something like this, that's not beyond me, because people are assholes and they do horrible things to each other. And students and kids will do things that are stupid all the time. And that's an unfortunate. And, you know, I mean, who knows? I eat out all the time. God knows how much cum I've eaten at a buffet.
Oh, my God. Why are we I don't even want to think about it. Another reason not to leave the house. But here's one. Why and how? That would never have entered my brain to do something like that. Even to my worst enemy, I wouldn't do that.
But, I mean, you know, you hear these stories about every now and then there's somebody who does it. And, yeah, there's the whole joke of if you yell at a waiter or you don't tip or whatever like that, that they're going to spit in your food. But whenever you've heard these stories of this, there's, like, no rhyme or reason. They just – who knows? Who knows what's gone through? It's sort of like, you know, like there's, like, regulations.
That's right. There's a limited amount. You can have so much fecal matter.
You can have
so many bugs, so many rat tails,
so much roach
pellets,
feces
whatever.
In your food. You've probably eaten an entire roach at this point. In my life, I'm in my late 40s. So I've probably eaten an entire roach. I've probably had, you know, one or two little milkshakes of, you know, just because it happened. I mean, who knows? God knows what.
But I don't. But you're. Wait a minute.
I eat ice cream all the time.
There's not a minimum or a maximum limit. Or are you saying that there is a somehow? I need to look this up.
No, there's not a semen. I think no semen is the max.
That's a simple. It's a real simple rule. Yeah, just say no to this. No mas. It's not allowed. Yeah. Alto already, for God's sake.
You want slow swimmers in your food? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want nothing in there. You know what I want? And now I understand it. Not too long ago, I'm not even going to mention the store because we'll end up getting sued because of what this conversation is
about. Oh, yeah, no,
about.
We're not mentioning any names at this point. Except you, Chad, and your semen-encrusted crepes.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you assume it's somebody named Chad? See, that's a whole nother thing. And I've known Chads. I've gone to school with Chads. I played ball with Chads, which has nothing to do with this, by the way. and they get a bad name, but you know what I mean? You don't name a kid Bruce. You don't name a kid Chad. Wow. These are the things, because there's nothing. There's not a normal Bruce I've ever met, hardly.
Really?
You know, same
what
thing
about
with the Chad.
Bruce Wayne?
Well, but there's no real Bruce Wayne. There's no real Batman.
Yeah,
I don't want to ruin this for you. I love Batman. Do what?
Go to Gotham City, commit a crime, yeah. You will meet Bruce Wayne.
Well, come to Cincinnati. I'll show you the Justice League building, okay? That's the museum center. You want to talk? It's a real place. Trains go there occasionally. You can go to the kids' museum. There's a lot happening. I've been to Christmas parties there. It's a fantastic place. But, however, Bruce Wayne, Batman, as much as I'd like to think that he's out there someplace, maybe going after some semen-spewing, crepe-making little pricks, waste of flesh, single-digited, shallow gene pool swimmers out there.
Wow.
See how I tied that
that's,
in there.
That's amazing. I just have this I have this image of that in my head, like a Mad Magazine spread.
Bye-bye, Mad Magazine, by the way. I think it's through now.
Rest in peace.
Moment of silence. Okay. But what do you do with your kid? Because, I mean, look, I'm not, some kids, there's no coming back from that. Where do they go next? It's like, oh, you know, for a moment, I did some crazy kid stuff. There's nothing crazy kid stuff about that, that you could kill somebody with. You don't know what's going on.
Here's the thing. Like, when my mom was in high school, she smoked.
Right.
And her dad caught her smoking. And so what he didn't do, because this would have been the 50s, early 60s maybe,
mm-hmm.
and he locked her in the bathroom and gave her a pack of cigarettes and made her smoke the whole thing before she could come out. You know, that was the sort of the punishment they would do. So I think that these kids, if they are guilty, if they do find out whoever was involved,
they got to slurp some down.
Yeah, they just got to say, okay, line it up, and the teachers can participate however they want to, and you know, then that's their punishment. It's like, you know, it's my old grandfather's way of getting you to stop smoking. You want to stop laying your seed in people's food? Yeah, you gotta knock a couple shots back of the Fireball whiskey.
What you just said, laying your seed in people's food. I mean, maybe people, I'm sure people have been doing it from the beginning of time. I'm sure there's some book someplace that, you know, says, hey, you know what? If you want to be able to help somebody who's infertile, here's what you do. I mean,
wait,
God
there's
only
a
knows.
Book? Wait, that's what it's given? That's what helps infertility?
I don't know that that's the
you've
case.
Been going,
I'm saying
you've been
certainly.
Going to the wrong doctor. They're just like, oh, just go down to the docks.
Well, that's a whole nother story, right? There's a lot of things that people have done over the years of humanity, you know, however long we've been here, that people have done because they think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, but this, there's nothing, why? What is the point of this? What's funny about, you know, there were teachers I didn't like, but it never occurred to me like, here, let me toss one off real quick and throw it in. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Now, here's the kicker to the whole story. So this was, I don't know how this even resolved. I don't know if it was, because I'm way too lazy to look that up. And of course, no one's writing the story of going, oh, it was just a prank. You know, everyone's writing the sensation. It didn't make news.
You know,
week.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, exactly. So I heard about this first on Facebook. Somebody had posted. It was, you know, oh my God, look at what that is, it's getting crazy. And somebody I know who's like my age, so like late 40s, because we went to high school together, because you can't hide your real age from the people you went to school with. And he commented on, he goes, I don't believe it. How do you store that and transport it to school? And I'm here thinking to myself, you have kids and you use a bathroom. The storage and transportation of bodily fluids has already been figured out.
It's always with you.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether you want to share it.
And I mean, if you just
I
have
mean, if
to,
you really want to take it to that level,
yeah, if
right?
you have
I
to
mean,
go, that, you go. And then it's the matter of the other stuff. It's like, well, I mean, they're kids. I mean, you know, a stiff breeze will make that stuff happen.
See, the damage, enough of it is if just saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone told me that if it really wasn't my clean food, see, that's what I was getting at. There's a store, they go, you know, clean food. You shouldn't have to. And it goes back to Fight Club. You know what I mean? Do you want the clean food or do you have that? Because they even talked about that and that.
Yeah, there's a great example of it. Yeah, Fight Club. You know, those people weren't, some people were just there having the soup. Don't have the lobster bisque. Yes, that's what you, but here's, say that we have clean food. It's like I was once driving by a motel and it said, we have clean sheets. I'm like, you shouldn't have to advertise that.
You're a hotel. My guess is that the fact that I'm spending money to go sleep at your place is the fact that it's not my dirty sheets. I want your clean sheets, your towels for the convenience of laying my head down. I'm giving you money. That's a fair exchange.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to be, hey, there's no bed bugs. You probably won't get shot. And it's clean, relatively
well,
speaking.
Well, and it's like, have you ever gone and you see this all the time at restaurants? You go in the bathroom and it says, employees must wash their hands after using the restroom.
Yes.
And I'm like, if you feel it necessary to post that sign in the bathroom of a restaurant, who the hell are you hiring to work in that restaurant?
Well, I think the sign is more for the consumer. It's for the patron to feel better about the fact that those people who work there are apparently actually being told, directed, forced, or required, whatever, to do the normal human thing, which is to wash yourself after you go relieve yourself.
I would rather see a sign that says, that post says, we don't have to remind our employees to wash their hands after going to the bathroom.
We need to make that sign. We could probably make some money selling that sign. I say we only because I'm a part of the conversation on the Chubby and Stick show here when you brought that up. Otherwise, you'd have full ownership. But my suggestion, my recommendation.
So you're gonna Bogart that idea from me.
Whatever I can do. I'm a consultant at this point. Consultants get paid for suggesting things. I'm suggesting we make the sign. You make the sign, sell it. Just give me a small piece of the pie.
Well, you know, I think.
No, don't give me the dirty crate.
No, we'll also have a sign and we can post it in restaurants. It says, you will not have semen or urine in your food. We'll put that in the restaurant window.
I don't want anyone thinking that. That's the thing. It doesn't. I don't want that
in my.
But if
we
got
to remind
leave.
People to wash their hands, you got to remind people not to jack off in your crepes.
Oh my God!
Or Nacho Belgrande or whatever.
You weren't going to mention a specific thing, and you didn't even have to say it. But saying it, you said it.
You're never going to eat creme brulee again.
Oh, don't ruin creme brulee. Come on. I mean, of all this,
Come on, dude.
You know what? I think the death penalty here is almost, is it too extreme to say that? Because where do they start next? You could kill someone firstly. And I mean, the visceral reaction here is these kids shouldn't be allowed to procreate because
forced sterilization, because obviously they're using it too much.
Some people shouldn't breed. But you know what I mean? You've gotten to the bottom that clearly there is nothing, they're not productive. They go around to schools and talk about what not to do. I did this. But how do you come back from that?
I'd say in the school, just yank them.
Just yet, yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, seriously, it should be on their permanent record. I mean, it's out there. If it's on social media, it's always going to be floating around anyhow. So somebody someplace is going to get a real responsible job after getting a real education at some point and a real stain on their record. Yeah, that's a deliberate pun. And you know, come lately, you know, the situation is when they're in the interview thing, what about this we found on social media? Maybe they won't even get interviews. They may be unhirable after this. And then what do they do? Not only they're slinging this stuff around in food product, they certainly shouldn't be allowed to go work in food service.
And that should be the first question. Johnny, when was the last time you've come lately?
I think we've said all we can do on that.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.